The Committee for Rules and Legislative Administration will come to order. A quorum is present. Representative Schultz is joining us remotely. I am going to table the minutes because there's a couple things that we're going to straighten out and take up the minutes next time. So the next order of business is the calendar for the day. We are proposing three bills for Thursday, February 27th, 2025. House File 21, Representative Robbins. House File 72, Representative Engen. And House File 289, Representative Quam. So I move the adoption of the calendar for the day pursuant to Rule 1.21 and 3.33. The Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration will designate Thursday, February 27th, for the adoption of the calendar for the day and establish a pre-filing requirement for amendments offered to House Files 21 and 72. Note that that is not applying Rule 3.33 to House File 289. Any discussion? Representative Howard.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And this might be a question for you or for the bill author who I see here. I know in state government we heard the House File 21 Robbins bill, and we also heard a bill authored by Representative Roach kind of on the same subject here. Am I presuming that because we're calendaring House File 21, that's the bill on this topic that's moving forward and the Representative Roach bill will not be moving forward?
Thank you, Representative Howard. And House File 26 is currently in, I believe, the Veterans Division of the State Government Finance Committee, but maybe Chair Nash can give us some more insight onto the current status of House File 26.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Howard, yes, we did hear both of those bills. You were there for that. And one, as you remember, was sent down to the division. I believe it is scheduled for a hearing Wednesday. Action after that is unknown, but the Robbins bill is going to the floor on Thursday.
Just a quick follow-up. I mean, the two bills are on the same topic but are really conflicting. It seems like they couldn't both be, you know, you couldn't enact both of those bills without conflict, which is the question, where the question comes from. So thank you.
I guess we'll see what happens Thursday. Any further discussion? Yeah, Representative Coulter.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just I just wanted to clarify. You said there will be, I think you said it was Rule 3.3, there will be no pre-filing requirement on House File 289. Is that correct?
Correct.
Do you mind if I ask, just out of curiosity, why that is?
So Rule 3.33 puts that in the Rules Committee's discretion as to whether to impose a pre-filing requirement on different bills. And so there's been discussion with authors of bills as to whether whether they want Rule 3.33 invoked as to their bills. And so that's the reason why there's Rule 3.33 invoked on a couple of the bills and not on others. Lee Long.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Could I ask Representative Quam why he did not want a pre-filing on House File 289?
Yes, Representative Quam, if you'd like to come forward and discuss your bill. We have this table up here if you'd like to address the committee on your bill.
Mr. Chair, I was asked and I felt because of the history of the bill that if there was some technical thing we could do, that during the debate we could do that. However, previously, I think there were only six no's out of the 201 legislators, and the intent is much better timed now than it was when it was first passed and had a sunset.
Yep. And just to add some context to Chair Quam, 289 is re-implementing a program that had been implemented before, had passed through the legislature, and then had sunsetted. And so 289 would be essentially reviving that program. And so do you have further discussion? I'll renew my motion to for the adoption of the calendar for the day. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay.
No.
The motion prevails and the calendar is adopted. Please note that a prefiling, 24-hour prefiling requirement for amendments to these bills is now in place for House Files 21 and 72. And that concludes our agenda for today. The meeting is adjourned.